Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and that means it's me, Deb Wolf, your host. Today we have with us someone I've never spoken to before, and it's a special topic close to my heart, because I really do feel for some of the primates and the things we do to them, especially as babies and mothers. So I want to welcome to the show Carrie from Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary. Hopefully you can help us understand what's going on with monkeys. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You know, it comes up, even though this is mostly a dog and cat and horse show, a little bit, mostly dogs and cats. Every once in a while, there's something in the news, like the IKEA monkey or Justin Bieber gets into a problem in Germany. And I just think, why? You know, you work with monkeys. Is there any reason at all someone should have a monkey as a pet?
There is absolutely no reason. And the first wrong that is done for monkeys to be someone's pet is that they are literally stolen from their mothers. From as early as 3 days old to a few weeks or a few months old, they pry them away from their mother's arms to give them to another species. So that, I mean, I didn't breed myself, but I have a mother, and I would have hated to be stolen away from my mother, who was my best friend. And how we can think that it is okay to steal babies from their mothers so that we can, so humans can have a little pet toy for a while until they grow up to be the wild animal that they were meant to be, and then the novelty wears off and they don't want them anymore.
So that's crazy. A few steps down the road. But first, you get this infant, and because it has no mama, the human who buys it becomes the mama. And that's quite the ego trip, right? This thing needs you, loves you, depends on you, dotes on you. So I see the attraction, especially maybe for people whose kids have grown up, empty nesters.
Right.
But it's just not, it's not what it's seems to be, is it? Like, what happens that changes it? I mean, to me, I see monkeys sometimes in safari parks and there's feces throwing. There's a lot of sexual activity. I read in the news sometimes how a monkey will turn on an owner who loved it and bite that owner's face. How does this fit with this picture of a mama and baby and you're their surrogate mother? And so what goes wrong in there? Can you help us understand?
I hope I can. One of the things that people forget is that they are wild animals. And one of the things that wild animals don't have, and I forget the scientific term for it, but there is a very scientific term and there is a definite reason why they do not have the turnoff.
Their prey drive. Yes. Once their prey drive is activated, is that what you're talking about?
Well, I forget what the term is, but say you're driving in the car and somebody cuts you off. And some people just I could kill them. But they don't. They flip them off or something, but they don't kill them. Where a monkey, somebody takes something from them and I could kill them, and they try to. So
no just, impulse control.
Right. That's what it is. They don't have that where they can just, you know, it just is automatic, and they're wild animals, and they should be wild. And in the wild, they get upset with another member in their troop, and they start chasing that monkey, and the monkey runs away and can usually get far enough away, and they won. It doesn't usually come, you know, they don't usually fight to the death, although it could happen. But when they're in captivity, whether it's in someone's home or in a zoo or in a cage or somewhere where the monkeys cannot get away, then they're cornered and there's a bad fight. And I've had people call me and ask me if I could take their monkey because in their words, it was a bloodbath where their monkey ripped them to shreds, and that they have really big canine teeth. And what people will do, we have a lot of monkeys.
They call them toothless wonders.
They pull out all their teeth.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's like declawing a cat who scratches and then the cat bites.
Exactly.
So what does a monkey do when you take out his teeth? He must use his fists, I guess.
Well, they can still bite pretty hard. Their head is all muscle, and they can do a lot of damage even with no teeth. And they still have their fingernails. But it's just wrong to mutilate animals to try to turn them into little humans. And their
Docile
wildness
captive
is
pets when they're just so fundamentally unhappy, they're acting out.
right.
And I think something here, I mean, when the IKEA monkey was found in the parking lot wearing his designer coat, and the lady was defending her case because the authorities took the monkey and the monkey ended up in the shelter system. And I personally was really happy to see footage of the monkey naked. Finally,
Right.
he's naked and he's with other monkeys.
Right.
Hallelujah. Okay. Am I right in this? Is it wrong to take an animal? Her argument was we treated him like the family. We babied him. We loved him. He was treated like our kids. Look, he's dressed in designer clothes. You know, I see people do this with teacup poodles. It doesn't really bother me with teacup poodles. Where's the difference here? Why should this bother me so much? Why should a monkey be naked?
Like, yeah, and it should bother you that they are not naked. And,
okay.
And dogs are, I mean, they're domesticated, and it took hundreds of years to domesticate a dog. There were never dogs. There were wolves and foxes, and then as people domesticated them, we had dogs and we have house cats. They weren't a real animal that was here. We made them. They're man-made. The monkeys are monkeys. They aren't made into anything else. And so when people raise them, well, first of all, I try to talk monkey, and I do all kinds of sounds and try to talk to my monkeys, but I don't talk monkey, and they probably look at me like I lost my mind sometimes at things that I'll do or say.
Or you're a very stupid monkey, probably.
Right.
Your skills are
you know,
very limited. They probably, like, make motions at each other well.
They
you know.
Do. She's, I'm sure they're rolling their
special.
Eyes.
Special, yeah.
But
you know
they
what,
talk
Carrie, we're
monkey.
Coming to break. So we're going to come back
okay.
and talk more with Carrie from Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary. I want to find out a little more about why monkeys should not be treated like domestic pets and what's going on at the sanctuary, who's there, how they're helping them, what's going on there, and why you should not get a monkey. But what happens to them? What is with this? I mean, we've got Michael Jackson's monkey. I remember that one. I remember Tarzan. Let's talk about some of the monkeys you know coming up next on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
And anytime you're near, I love
you. For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit biketoeleash.com. That's biketoeleash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is biketoeleash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hello, you're back. back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with me, Deb Wolf. And you can find more of me at DeborahWolfOnline.com, or you can check out the dogs that come to Camp Good Dog on Facebook. They're at Camp Good Dog Facebook. We take pictures and video of all the dogs who come here, so you can see poodles and doodles, like I love, and border collies and heelers and Rottweilers and all the tough dogs. I love them, too. And all the little ones, but none of them smoke cigarettes. None of them are dressed in suits. Okay, so we're here with Carrie from Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary. What is with this desire people have to see monkeys smoke cigarettes? And you must get monkeys addicted. Do you get nicotine addicted monkeys coming in your door?
Actually, we haven't ever had any addicted to cigarettes. We do have some squirrel monkeys that were in the cocaine studies in the 80s. like they couldn't get volunteers for that group study. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yeah. Seriously. Why did they have to drug monkey? Oh, my God. So it's long-term health problems from cocaine addiction. Wow. Can you imagine? Okay, so you named some problems. Some people who called, you know, they got bloodied. They fought with their monkey. Their monkey ripped them apart. It was a bloodbath. When a monkey like that gets to you, I mean, I do the same type of thing with dogs, and I just don't understand. Like, do you ever get to a level where you personally trust that monkey, or where you can, like, social groom it and it social grooms you, that kind of a thing, or no? Don't
well,
get there.
Actually, they're fine with other monkeys, and that's what we try to do is we introduce them and socialize them to other monkeys of the same species, and then they're fine, they're happy, they have someone to communicate with, they have someone who knows how to properly groom them, someone who knows how to talk to them and what their needs and wants are. So we put them in groups. And they have big, huge habitats with trees and bushes and grass and bamboo and, you know, fun monkey things to do.
Yeah, so they don't need humans. They really ought not to be with us. I get you. Okay,
but they
so
are
really
humanized.
Quite different.
Yeah, they are humanized, though, and we talk about them, the pet monkeys being humanized. So they do, you walk by and they'll scream and that, you know, and it would be rude to walk by and not say anything. Hi, Scooter, how are you? And, you know, so we do.
Okay, so there are some who crave human contact, even human friendship, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
But they prefer, given a choice, they would prefer their monkey friends. So they'll come and say, hi, hi, how's it going? Okay, got to run. You know, I've got some monkey stuff to do, but good seeing you. And off they go. So, and we have humans that have brought their monkeys to us, knew they made a mistake, brought their monkeys to us, and they come back and visit years later. And the monkeys remember them. But
wow.
It's like, oh, hi, how are you? Okay, got to go. I've got my friends over here, and they're just doing their monkey thing. And the people are, first, they're kind of hurt that they'd rather be with their monkey friends. But then in the end, they're like, no, oh, this is really good. I'm really glad I did this. And they're happy and doing
monkey
things.
Do they reproduce? Do your monkeys have babies and families?
Oh, no. We have, we vasectomize all of the males because we have such a huge waiting list. We literally have 150 monkeys on our waiting list right now.
Oh, that's so
sad. To come to Jungle Friends. Yeah.
And it's not just like these, I mean, I know that Michael Jackson's monkey ended up in a shelter, and that monkey made a lot of money for him, right? And Tarzan's monkey also. It did
yes, Bubbles so. Was Michael Jackson's chimp, and he is at actually my friend Patty's sanctuary, which is just a few hours south of here. So,
how's he doing?
He's doing great.
Nice.
Yeah.
So sometimes a monkey can have a very successful career as a young monkey, and then somehow, or chimpanzee, because I think there's a difference, but
yeah.
I'm not sure what it is. But maybe you can tell us in a second. But what's going on? Like, even these well cared for, pampered, you know, Tarzan, Cheetah, it was called, but it was not a cheetah. It was a primate. That actor, monkey, ape, chimpanzee, that fella, he ended up in care too. How can it be possible that an animal that is so, you know, living with the rich, doing the rich, a movie star? He's a movie star.
Yeah, they're babies and baby chimps, baby tigers, baby wolves, baby humans are very sweet. And then they grow up and then they become wild animals or they become adults. You know, but babies or any kind of babies are pretty sweet. You know, babies are just sweet, but then they grow up. And if you see the movies, they're baby chimps and baby orangutans. And once they grow up, they can no longer use them when they reach about 5 to 7 years of age. and then that's it. And then they just sit, you know, because they can live to be 50, 60 years old. So they have no more use for them. They just use them up as babies, and then they trade them in, sell them, you know, back to the breeder and get another baby. And that's what people will do with their pets, too. They just keep getting babies and sell their adults.
That's just terrible.
I can see
how that would work. I can totally see how that would work. And then there's people like you at the other end paying for this cost, really.
Right.
That's so sad.
Yeah, the money.
What can we do to help All Paws Pet Talk listeners? What can we do to help you?
If anyone says, "Oh, I've always wanted a monkey," please refer them to me, and I will tell them why they do not want a monkey. They can come out to Jungle Friends, get their monkey fixed, see how monkeys are, and then they will not want a monkey once they've visited me for a while. We can always use volunteers, so send them our way.
Okay. So if you really want to touch a monkey, talk to a monkey, be with a monkey, feed a monkey, learn how monkeys speak, learn how what their body language is all about, you can volunteer, right? That's the way to learn.
Right. We have a wonderful intern program.
I used to clean the cages at the Toronto Zoo, and I learned a lot about the body language and sounds and abilities of animals. It's a very poopy job, though, right?
Oh, yes. And we are hiring caregivers right now. So if anyone's looking for a job in the monkey business, be sure to let us know.
Where are you? Are you in Florida?
Yes, we're in Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. So anybody who wants a job in the monkey business, there you go. See, I would be so interested in that.
There used to be
this guy named Pete who rescued mountain lions and quite a few different animals. And he was in South Florida and in Orlando. And the climate must be suited to this. You're taking animals from a very hot climate. Mm-hmm. So that's a bonus. Okay, can we find you online? I did this morning. So let's tell people how they can find you.
Yep, it's junglefriends.org, O-R-G. And we're all over Facebook, Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, and we've got a website. And you can just call us if you would like to. We're listed.
Well, I'm so glad to talk to you today. I hope you'll come back on the show because I know we only have 2 minutes left. Your main advice to people is don't get a monkey because
exactly.
at 5 or 6, it's going to change dramatically. And actually, that's true with wolves and wolf crosses, too. The puppy, the young dog you get is not the dog you will have when he's 7 or 8 years old and he starts killing your neighbor's cats and things like this, bringing home, you know, prey. But so it's a very different animal. And then the monkey, I think what you're talking about is they kind of get in, they become adults and sexual maturity and they have no outlet. So we're going to talk more about that on a future show if you'll come back and join me, Carrie.
I certainly will.
Oh, I'd love that because I want to find out more about the differences in body language and speech and different things between monkeys and humans and dogs and cats. It's so fascinating. So thank you so much for joining us today, Carrie.
Thank you. Everybody
out there on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, we'll be back. We're going to be talking about some holistic products. And are you losing your hair? Is your dog losing his hair? Well, stay tuned. All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Welcome back to Smart Animal Talk and All Paws Pet Talk Radio. It's Deb Wolf from Camp Good Dog. You can find us on Facebook if you want to see my doggies, or go to DeborahWolfOnline.com if you want to see some of my old shows. I put them there so you can look up by the guest or the topic, or just have a look around and listen to an old show. Okay, so right now we've got Barbara Frank coming to us. We're going to be talking to her about holistic health. And one of the things I teased our audience with, Barbara, was, is your dog losing its hair? Are you losing your hair? So that we're definitely going to cover that. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you. So I understand you've got products for pets, new kind of products, products that maybe there's a reason our pets only live 10 years. What do you think's going on with that? Why do our pets only live 10 or 12 years?
Because I grew up in a family that treated people for parasites, and I saw people suffering from every kind of disease, including hair loss, as a result of parasites. And I realized that what's causing the thinning hair and baldness and causing them to die earlier is that they spend a lot of time on the ground. The ground has 10,000 microbes in every inch of soil, and so they absorb them into their bodies, and that's how they don't live as long as they should.
Seriously, that makes so much sense, because they're so low to the ground and they're naked all the time, and they're licking and cleaning themselves by licking as well as absorbing through the skin. So that makes total sense. So what can we do about this?
So when I tried to tell a lady she said her dog loved to wallow in the mud, and I tried to tell her to get him a little kitty swimming pool. He was a small dog. And just let him swim in there if he likes to get in wet or, you know, in the mud. But the mud is going to have much more parasites in it, and they're more activated. And so they go into the body of the dog. And, you know, once they're in the body, they multiply like crazy, and then they can kill the animal much faster than it needs to die, you know, to die.
Aren't there good things in mud, too, though? Like, isn't there sort of like a garden, good bacteria, bad bacteria, like the inside of your stomach, good, you know, isn't
not
there?
Not in mud. No, not in mud. And acidophilus and bifidus, but not in mud, no. Okay. According to the Washington Post, an inch of soil has 10,000 microbes in an inch of it. And so I teach people how to clean their raw foods that they're eating for themselves and how to basically protect their pets. I mean, when a pet is growing and living in the wild, like in the woods, he has a different lifestyle. When he comes to live with you, you have to protect yourself as well as the small creature, because they don't know. But they're very happy to make you happy, and they want to please you. So they will be more than happy to have their own little doggy swimming pool, or, you know, to have their own thing that you can pour the water out and put new clean water in for him. He would be very happy with that.
For anyone listening who has a retriever that loves to swim and loves water, you can train your retriever to play in the sprinkler. And I've done this for a lot of dogs. And you get the kind of sprinkler toy attachment. This time of year, they're blowing them out clearance anyway. Get the strongest, sturdiest one you can find that's designed for kids to play in the sprinkler. And you can figure out how to teach your dog how to use this. It takes seconds if he likes water. But that way, you're hosing him down at the end of all this, cooling him off. And if he does get into something you don't like, hose him down, clean him off. He'll do it himself with a sprinkler if he's a retriever. Okay, so
I have a natural product that people use for their pets that kills parasites on the animal.
On contact?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Natural herbal lotion. It's described on my website.
And what, you sort of alluded to it a little bit, but Can people take these same things?
People and animals use them. I've had hundreds of people who came to me who said they were losing their hair. If you see a woman that wears a hat all the time, she's losing her hair. And they all got their hair back, and they're so grateful for this product. And as well as people who had dogs that had bald spots on them. What they told me is that put the herbal lotion on, parasites came out, the hair grew back.
So, okay, so if let's say a man is going bald, does he put this lotion on the top of his head? Like, how does this work?
And I recommend that he put it on his entire head. And these are called Demodex mites that cause baldness. So he would want to clean his bed and his, you know, house. And I have a package that I give people for a donation that gives you all the instructions and four products that should last one person and one pet for 2 to 3 months. And it tells you how to clean your raw foods, your bed, and your house, your body, your pets.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
All my products are organic and totally natural.
So would you be using this every day on a dog, the lotion? Or?
Well, because I'm 65 and people expect me to look beautiful, I use the rose cream every day. I have no wrinkles or freckles or any moles on my face. They also take away all wrinkles, freckles, moles. Those are also caused by parasites.
You know, I'd really like to try this. Do you think you could send me a sample?
Because
I would like, it's easier for me to talk about something after I've tried it. But I have a very large freckle right underneath one of my eyes, and I'd like to see that gone. It's been there for decades and decades. I don't know if it's going anywhere.
It will fall off.
You think so? I don't think my kids would recognize me. I'm the mommy with the dot on her face. How would they recognize me? Well, we'll see. That would be a great testimonial because I've got a ton of promo and press pictures from my media career with the dot. I'd love to have one or two without it. That would be a really good before after. Okay, so how did you come to find all these formulas? This is something you grew up with?
My mother, my grandmother, my grandfather treated people for parasites, and it's called folk medicine. It's the only branch of natural medicine that treats parasites. And so I watched people coming, you know, to get treated for parasites in all states of health and all of them recovering. And I came to realize that what my mother had told me is true, that parasites kill everyone and that they cause every disease. And so that's why I became a lymphologist, so that I could practice killing the parasites with a lymphatic massage. And it's very effective. It makes trillions of little creatures come out, and people recover from everything that they're suffering from, is what I've seen. And they have more energy, and they become more perky and more vibrantly alive. Many people have told me that I didn't know I was in the twilight zone until I started coming out after your treatment.
All right, everybody. We're going to talk more with Barbara Frank in a minute. We're just going to commercial break, and we'll come back, and we're going to hear about how this all links to things like Parkinson's. And I'm still more interested in this, how to grow your own hair naturally and how that works. So I know you've got a lot of bald, itchy, scratchy dogs and cats out there, especially during summertime. So stay tuned. We've got Barbara Frank, and we'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life.
helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb Wolf. I'm your host, or hostess, depending. I like both, hostess with the mostest. I'm your host here at All Paws Pet Talk Radio, Smart Animal Talk, and today we have Barbara Frank, and she's going to help you get those itchy, scratchy pets more comfortable, and their hair is going to grow in, and I guess my freckle's going to disappear, and some of you are going to have more beautiful hair. So how does that all work? How to grow your hair naturally? Is it just using this lotion and doing the cleanup, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, the reason I recommend the package is because it gives them instructions how to clean their the eggs out of their beds and their pillows and their environment in their home. And, yes, you would include a bottle of natural herbal lotion that is a very concentrated product. They would have instructions how to dilute it, and that's what's used to grow the hair back. If you go to my website, you'll see my picture of me with my hair, which is very, very long and thick. I'm 65, and people say I look 30. So that should prove to anyone that parasites cause them to get old and wrinkled and freckled and with moles and things.
No, oh no, you're making me, I'm looking at you and you are a lot older than me and you look a lot younger than me, so this is distressing to me. You're right, it's doing the trick, and people always say I look young, but I've noticed a difference in the last 5 or 10 years, definitely, myself, so, and I especially notice
all of that.
Well, I notice it as the rest of the world chooses toxic solutions. All around me, people are pumping Botox into themselves and doing all kinds of crazy things that maybe aren't going to be so healthy over the years. And they do kind of overdo it.
Nothing. No, I don't use Botox or anything. I haven't had a facelift, or I don't wear wig or hair extensions either.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, most people around me now are doing something, and yet, and it does catch up with them, and they do start to look a little phony or altered, whereas with you, you can tell you're not doing any of that. It's quite exceptional.
Right. 10 minutes after you put in Botox injection, it's in your brain.
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to. Okay. Let's not talk about Botox, because you are not recommending Botox.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
So for the itchy, scratchy pets, the lotion's going to do it. You got to get rid of the eggs. You got to do the cleaning procedure too. And that is free with a donation. If you want to find out about that, just go to Barbara Frank's website and you can find out all about that. What is the link? I noticed that you blogged and you wrote about Parkinson's. What's the link between your products and Parkinson's?
The show on Parkinson's is on my website. It's on the homepage, barbarafrank222.com. And what happened is that an acupuncturist and I were talking, and she said that she had these 5 impossible Parkinson's patients that her treatments weren't helping, and they had been coming to her for a long time. So I knew that Parkinson's is caused by massive parasitic infestation, and I offered to treat them, and I went to her office every month, and they came, and I treated them, and it was amazing how they recovered after one treatment. And after 3 treatments, they were incredibly better.
So it just confirmed to me that parasites are causing this horrible condition.
I wonder what other things parasites are contributing to that we don't even know of. What
every
other are there other illnesses that I'd be surprised to hear about that
every
you could share
disease,
with me?
I've seen everything, and everything that I've seen responds very favorably to killing the parasites.
Okay, so how would someone know if this is a problem they have? How would I even know if I have parasites?
I guarantee that everyone listening and everyone in the world has them.
That's just creepy.
They're so insidious. They get into you when you wear flip-flops. They get into you when you go barefoot. They get into you when you go in the water, in the beach. They're in the water. They're in your food. If you don't know how to clean your raw food the way I describe and tell you how, you're eating them every time you eat something raw. So there is no one who doesn't have them, but there is a lot you can do to get rid of them.
You're creeping me out. I'm starting to get itchy. Uh-oh. The more
so
you suggest
many people
these things,
were itching and they never realized it until I said, you know, that you have them. And then they realized that they've been itching all this time.
What about the asthmas and the allergies that seem to be so overrepresented in kids nowadays? Peanut allergies and signs on classrooms and things. Sorry, yes?
Yeah, according to the National Geographic, allergies are caused by parasites. And it's because the parasites are foreign invaders in the body, and your body sends out macrophages, lymphocytes, and T cells, which is mucus, to help to combat them, and they can't. You have to kill them. And so that's what's causing the allergies. Everyone who came to me with allergies is allergy-free after killing the parasites.
Wow. Even kids with nut allergies, even the most extreme?
Kids, well, we tell you don't give them nuts if they're allergic to nuts, but kids that have attention deficit disorder as well, those conditions all caused by parasites. Parasites make the kids very hyper.
That's an interesting comment. And what about autism? Is there a link to that as well?
I've actually treated children with autism who became incredibly better killing their parasites. One child that I saw who had autism, I could see the head lice in his head when his mother brought him in. And
oh, my gosh.
I know. And she didn't. She recognized it as dandruff, but I could see that it was head lice. So we treated him, and he's amazing now. He's so normal now.
If only every case were that clear cut and simple, though, right? I mean, it must be hard.
Yeah, all the people that I've seen have drastically improved. So I have to conclude that this is a big part of it, a huge part of it.
It's amazing. Okay, so let's tell them again. How can they find you? Online or anywhere else? How can they get you, hear you, get your message?
My phone number is on my website, on the homepage. My radio shows, I do the Barbara Frank show on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 11:30. Those shows are posted on my website. And I have a practice in Bethesda, Maryland. And I treat people remotely by a lot of people call me from all over the world to get advice on how to get rid of things. And so my website is BarbaraFrank222.com. And many people call me and say, please give me your phone number. I don't have a computer. So my phone number is 301-949-4873.
What about all the people nowadays who seem to be allergic to gluten or wheat, or they have irritable bowel or all the stomach upset stuff? Is this going to, you know, are these parasites those kind, the worm kind?
Well, the grains have something that's called lectins, which is a poison. That a grain is a seed that is designed to go into the soil. So nature has designed something to prevent animals from eating grains by putting lectins in them, which are poison. And so we shouldn't eat grains, period. Grains destroy your brain.
Oh, my gosh. I hate to end on that, but they've just told me we have about 50 seconds left. So if you want to know more about why you shouldn't eat grains and why they're poison and why you probably have, well, Barbara says you certainly have parasites and how much healthier you can be without them. Simple tricks to cleaning and lotions you can use. Check her out. It's Barbara Frank. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great. That's okay. Then I look forward to my package. I'll send you all the details through our producer. All right, everybody. So it's Deb Wolf on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. I'm going to get my lotion and try it out for you. You may be able to track my disappearing freckle. I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, we'll be back in a minute with Pet Mate. So stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that
you know
I really do.
I really do.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and, I love
and you know that
you know
I really
you
do.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and this is your host Deb Wolf, calling from Camp Good Dog, 5 acres of pond and spring-fed pond, actually cool spring-fed pond on a hot, hot day, meadows and forests fully fenced for boarding and training dogs in the Lower Mainland, Vancouver. We get them out here, and we go door to door. But if you can't get your dog here and you just want to see all the cute dogs having fun, you can go on Facebook and see them all. We post pictures, including the last two standard poodle puppies. They sold, but they haven't been collected yet, so they're still mugging for the camera here at Camp Good Dog, our little red poodle puppies. And right now, if you go to DeborahWolfOnline.com, there's some new stuff there. So if you want to hear old shows, that's where you go. All right. So our next guest from Pet Mate is Emily. So, Emily, welcome to the show. Welcome to Smart Animal Talk.
Hi, Deb. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here today.
It's nice to have you. I like the idea because I live in the Pacific Northwest near Seattle, that sort of weather. And that means it's dark a lot in winter. I don't even want to think about it this time of year because it's light till 9 o'clock now. But in winter, most people, by the time they get home from work, they're driving in darkness and gloom and dark rain clouds. They don't even see the sun. Pitch black by the time you get to the dog park. You've got a solution for that, don't you?
We sure do. You know, we have lots of great new dog products out this year, but probably one of the absolute hottest for us is our new light play line from Chuck It.
Chuck It. I love it. Chuck It. Yeah.
Well, Chuck It's a classic line for us, real popular with pet owners, especially dog owners who visit the doggy park. We're real well known for the hands-free launcher device and the Chuck It ball. So Light Play is an extension on that line, and really the goal for us with Light Play was to cater to those people you were just talking about, those people who unfortunately, you know, everyone's working, everyone's real busy now, and a lot of us are playing with our pets either real early in the morning or real late at night when it's dark already.
Exactly. Okay, so you don't lose the toy, right?
You don't lose the toy. Light Play is really a neat product. It's a whole line of different types of toys, but they all glow in the dark. And they're made with a special 3D fabric and a glow rubber. And it's real easy. You just charge it under a bright light. You can even use your cell phone light. Charge it for about 10 minutes, and then it's going to glow, and you get playtime for about 30 minutes. So you can go out in total darkness, and you have a whole line of different toys that you just can't lose, and your dog can find easily as well.
Nice. So some of this stuff is using, how is it recharging? How is it fast charging? Like, where's it get, is that the sun? Is that regular,
it
just absorbs, light?
It can absorb in daylight. Yeah, absolutely. If it's out during the day, it's going to soak up the sun rays, and it will glow, of course, for about 30 minutes after it gets dark. But if you come home and it's already dark, you can charge it up with a flashlight. You can charge it up with your cell phone, you know, whatever you have handy. You can even
with
use your headlight if you happen to be out at the park.
With your cell phone. Oh, my gosh, that's high tech. Okay, where can people get this?
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, Chuck It is coming out this fall, and it's going to be available at Petco. And then it's going to be available rolling on shortly thereafter in September through pet specialty retailers everywhere.
Cool. Okay. Okay, so what else is new? Jackson Galaxy Collection. What's
Jackson
that?
Jackson Galaxy.
That's cats.
Yeah, we
that's
have a lot going
trainer,
on here at Pet
right?
He is. You know, people probably know him best for his TV show, My Cat from Hell, which, is, of course, is on Animal Planet. Mm-hmm. And Jackson is just amazing. He is a renowned cat expert and has a complete understanding of cats that, you know, none of us average cat owners or pet owners could ever hope to get to. And it's just been amazing working with him to design this new line of toys. So we've got about 25 different products coming out that Jackson has really taken a personal interest and a personal hand in the development of. And all of the toys cater specifically to understanding cats and their natural instincts.
What's different about these from the usual stuff we see? You know, you go to the pet store and at the dollar store, you see stuff that breaks that your cat can swallow that you might have to have surgically removed. Okay, so you go to the pet store and you get stuff that's pretty cool. Some of it looks like it's on a fishing line. Some of it has interchangeable swap out things for them to chase. What's this like, this Jackson Galaxy line?
Well, certainly safe. So address the first thing you mentioned, absolutely safe, you know, high quality. And some of the things you talked about are incorporated into the line, you know, things like wire toys, feather toys, toys that can be swapped out. But we take it to the next level because really what Jackson talks about is understanding cat behavior, and that's hunt, catch, kill, eat, groom, sleep.
That sums it up.
So all of our toys are designed to fit into one of those natural behaviors. So, for example, we have two different cat wands. We have one that's geared to cats who like to go after air prey. And we also have another wand that's geared for cats who prefer ground prey. So it really caters to their natural hunting style, and each wand is designed differently to appeal to that type of style as well.
It's very true, this, and there's an order. Like when I train cats too, and when you're paraphrasing him saying hunt, catch, kill, eat, groom, and sleep, that is actually not only what they do, but the order as well. So
yeah,
trying to get your cat to go to sleep before he's had exercise or a meal is kind of ridiculous. It's not going to happen. He's going to keep you up trying to get a game out of you, trying to get some action out of you, trying to get the hunt going. So, I mean, it's worth it to understand this stuff for sure if you want a calm cat and happy sleep. Full nights.
Yeah, we really couldn't be happier with the line. You know, in addition to toys, there's also play areas, things like tunnels, scratching, things that the cats can get their scent onto. And even one of my favorites is actually we have a hub, and the tunnels connect to the hub. So for cats that are nervous, you know, when they have to go into the carrier to go out to the vet or to travel, it's much easier to get the cat to go into the carrier if it's something that they have in their daily environment and they can play in and become comfortable in. Then when they've got to get put in there and, you know, go out of the house, it's not such an ordeal for the cat. So just some smart insights like that have really made the line special.
I think a lot of people don't realize when they take a cat and they make it an indoor cat that they're taking away exercise. They're taking away reason for living. They're taking away hunting. They're taking away activity. And then they wonder why their cat damages things seemingly to get attention. You know, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Most cats really are chronically bored. Understimulated, under-exercised, just waiting for you to notice them. And most of them are waiting for us to communicate with them too. So all these kinds of things where you're actually interacting, you don't just throw the cat a toy and leave the room. You play with it. That's really good. That's what your cat wants. That's what your cat needs. So I'm so glad you've got these toys coming out. All right, everybody, look for PetMate. Is there a website they can go to?
There is, www.petmate.com. And to learn more about the Light Play or the Jackson Galaxy line, there are videos up on YouTube for both, so please check them out.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. Oh, no, we're all out of time. I'll be back next week on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Until next week, be good to your animals.
And anytime you're near.